A budget crisis is prompting politicians in many states to raise taxes, but Alabama's governor wants voters to raise taxes on themselves. Bob Riley is asking voters to approve a $1.2 billion tax increase. Steve Inskeep talked to the governor, who's calling his state's tax system immoral.
That governor is a conservative Republican, but he says Alabama faces the same budget crisis as most other states, and he's proposing sweeping changes. Governor Riley wants to restructure the entire tax code. He says some affluent residents are paying too little, while lower-income residents are paying too much.
I think Alabama's had one of the more regressive tax systems in the United States for far too long. And if you take the burden off of the people who can least afford it, then someone's going to have to pay more.
Overall, this would be the biggest tax increase in state history, and two of Governor Riley's cabinet members have resigned. One is leading the campaign to defeat the referendum on September 9th. Newspaper surveys show Riley's plan is trailing. Governor Riley says the tax increase is one part of a plan that would also change Alabama's constitution, giving lawmakers more freedom to decide how to spend tax money. Bob Riley spoke yesterday in his office in Montgomery.
We inherited, when we came in, a situation where we were $675 million in the hole. We've got a deficit that we have to make up, and we're trying to address that. But we carried it a step further. We said, you know, Alabama's been 48th and 49th and 50th in so many categories, especially education, for too long. So we took this to a $1 billion package, basically putting another $300 million into education, saying that we can do exactly what North Carolina and Texas have done, where they turned their systems around. They started setting up these new programs, these new systems. Today, they're in the top five across the board. We're locked in at dead last with Arizona. So what I'm asking the people of Alabama to do is, for once, let's go in and build a world-class education system, because I think the economic development of this state is going to be very dependent on whether or not we get this passed.
How's the campaign going?
You know, it's going really well right now, Steve. It's amazing. One of the things that we're finding all over the state right now is that people that are going to be paying somewhat more are overwhelmingly supporting this. The people that are actually getting tax cuts, we haven't been able to get the message to them yet. So we're losing in that community and winning in the community that's actually paying more.
Well, who's getting more and who's getting less?
Well, essentially what we've done is take this $4,600 income threshold up to $17,000. And so a family, a working family, $40,000 combined income is going to get a tax cut. People over that is going to be paying a little more.
But that average blue-collar guy or woman who's making relatively little money is against you right now, even though you're offering them a tax cut, and people who are making more are for you.
That's exactly right. And I think a lot of it is that we just have not been able to articulate to the people out there that you need to seriously look at this program, because it is a benefit to you.
Is that entirely a question of communications, or is there some other psychological factor at work here?
Well, I think there's a level of cynicism that has, you know, been in Alabama for a long time about whether or not we're going to spend the money the way that we're telling the people that we are. But we've gotten to the point today that we're going to have to make those kind of comprehensive investments into this economy if we're ever going to turn this around.
You know very well, Governor, that your opponents have certainly been communicating with ordinary folks and saying that although your income tax may go down, other taxes would go up under this plan. For example, cigarette taxes. There's certainly a lot of poor people that buy cigarettes.
Well, there are. But if you look at it, you know, we also go up 4% on sales tax on certain services. You know, our opponents right now are truly involved in a campaign of misinformation.
Well, Governor, you realize that there's a substantial wing of your party, perhaps a majority of your party's leadership, which has taken the position that all tax increases are bad, perhaps criminal, even traitorous, and that there is, I mean, that there's no justification for them. I mean, that's been the political position of a large portion of your party.
Well, I'm not too sure that that's true. There are a lot of Republicans, especially elected Republicans in Alabama, that fully support this program because they understand that we inherit the situation down there that gives us two options. Either make government completely dysfunctional or go in and make strategic investments in different departments that allow us to become competitive and try to work out of this problem.
You don't see a philosophical contradiction here of any kind?
Not at all. I mean, one of the things that you have to understand, you know, I was rated among 435 members of Congress, as the most conservative member of Congress when I served there. But that doesn't take away the fact that we have to make some kind of investments in Alabama if we're going to be able to be competitive with our other sister southern states or with the rest of this country.
Would you argue that state government has reached the point where ideology sort of doesn't matter, the way that a lot of mayors will say ideology doesn't matter, it's just picking up the trash?
No, I think ideology does matter, and I think I'm just as conservative today as the day I was elected. But I have also had an opportunity to serve in Congress, and one of the great things about serving in Congress is I got to know people like Bob Etheridge from North Carolina, who was in Congress with me for 6 years. We would have conversations about what his state was doing, and over the 6 years of talking to people in Texas and other southeastern states and listening to what they were doing, I think that's when I began, you know, to realize that Alabama was going to have to take these dysfunctional models and systems that we've used for the last 40 or 50 years and change them if we were ever going to be competitive. Does that mean that I'm still not a conservative, that I don't believe in a smaller government, less restrictive government, lower taxes? Absolutely not. But I also understand that there are strategic investments that you have to make if you're going to be able to be competitive.
And how did you come around to thinking that this was a moral issue and not just a fiscal one?
Well, it all started, I guess, with one conversation. And, you know, this has turned into somewhat of a moral debate within the Christian community. But it came down to when a reporter asked me one time, why would you move this threshold from $4,600 to $17,000 when you're trying to raise additional revenue? And that the Christian Coalition of Alabama did not think that you should do it. And I said, my New Testament tells me that one of the things that we're mandated to do is relieve the burden on the least among us. And the only thing that we're doing is trying to do that.
Bob Riley is the Republican governor of Alabama. Governor Riley, thanks very much for taking the time.
Thank you, Steve.
And that's NPR's Steve Inskeep.